You say, now that child's spoiled. When he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not?
Well.
Would you say like is not or apt is not?
Well. Well, I'd say if I figured he couldn't do his work or something,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, well, they'd have to burn the schoolhouse down to get him out of there.
And you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land. You'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a...
Do which?
Wheat. You take wheat and tie it up into
shock
a...
it. Huh? Shock it.
What do you, then you take the shocks and pile them into a, or is there anything else besides a shock? Anything smaller than a shock?
Well, no. One thing I could say is you would stack it, but you,
mm-hmm.
Now, that's something that's not being used nowadays. They thrash it with combines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't be. Take corn, they used to pull fodder, they called it. That was pulling leaves off and tie them up in bundles, which was uh-huh. Same thing as shocking it. And then they go along and cut tops out of it and tie that up, let it dry. And then they finally go, when the corn got dry, while they ripe,
mm-hmm.
And they harvest the, go break corn. They call it break corn. That's what.
When you pull it?
Yeah, when you pull it, you break corn.
Talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raise 40. What a...
Lady, I don't know how much wheat we raise an acre. I'm a little city boy.
Well, corn. You could buy one bushel, or you could buy two or three.
Well, you can buy corn, shell corn, or you can buy just corn on the, you know, not shelled.
Uh-huh. How much corn could you buy? I mean, it could be several.
I don't know what you mean. Several, you can buy as much as you had money to buy, I guess.
Well, would you say several bushel or several bushels, or how would you say that?
Well, more than likely, would use the word more several bushes, bushels. I'll get it right after a while, get my teeth in place.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or how else could you say that?
She and I are going to do so. Have to do something, whatever we had to do.
Okay. Well, what if you were talking to me?
Well, I'd say you and I do so-and-so.
Okay. You say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, you say it's... if you know that they'll recognize your voice, you'd say it's...
I'd say come in.
Or you're the one knocking and they ask who's there, you'd say it's...
well, I'd tell them who I was.
Okay. Would you ever say it's me or it's I?
Well, if he's a good friend of mine, I don't know. I'd say, well, you ought to know who I am. I don't know that it would be proper to tell him who you are, even though they know you.
Uh-huh. Would you ever just say it's...
it's just me.
Okay. And if I ask you, was that John at the door, you say, yeah, that was...
whatever his last name would be.
Well, did you ever say that?